Hey, handsome. I'm glad I got to say hi today. Even if it's just because your laptop needs to be fixed. It's been way too long. You look good. When was the last time we hung out again? It was at that after work happy hour, right? I haven't forgotten how well fed I was afterwards. I don't know why we didn't stay steady after that. Oh God, is it that late? Have you been waiting for me this whole time? Fuck. I'm really sorry it took me so long to get down here. One of the VPs saw a really funny video and it wouldn't load right, so he turned off his virus protection. Then he sent the link to three other VPs. Yeah, I've been cleaning viruses and malware all day. Boring, but necessary. And you know how it is. The user has super important, time-critical business, so they were all breathing down my neck until I was done. So, I know it's late, but I'm gonna need you to stay. We have admin access to most PCs, but your job requires extra security. So, I can't log into it without you typing your password. No, don't tell me your password! The last thing I need is InfoSec coming down on our asses for breaching security. Those guys creep me out. I have it on good authority that a lot of them are actually angels, the biblically accurate kind. Actually, just between us, I'm very glad it was you that had the issue. All the work request said was the floor and the PC name. I was really worried it was going to be someone else. Yeah. The jerk who works across the hall from you. He behaves so much better when you're around. But when you're not, well, let's just say he really thinks I should be grateful for any opportunity to fuck him. I know it might seem like an open and shut case, but it's called human resources for a reason. I'm not human. I'm a succubus. And they are far more likely to believe his side of the story, even if you did speak up for me. It's okay. I'm good at dodging him. I appreciate you looking out for me, though. Not a lot of guys would do that without expecting something in return. Okay, that's enough. What seems to be the problem? Oh, I see it. No, it's not anything you did. It's not even software related. The cable that goes from the motherboard to the monitor on these things is really cheap. It breaks super easily. I've actually got a few spare ones on me. This won't take too long. So, how have you been? Oh. I'm glad to hear that. You seeing anyone lately? What about casual sex? Meaningless flings? Anything? That's a long time, buddy. You should have called me. I can hook you up. I stay in touch with all my college friends, of all shapes and sizes. I was in a sorority with other girls like me. No, not exactly like me. I was the only succubus. There were a bunch of vampires, a gorgon, even a werepanther. We keep in touch for friendship and networking. Finding a decent man is a chore. You know how human guys can be. A lot of them make assumptions about us, or worse. Male monsters, on the other hand, are too predatory to date safely. Or they're just fucking buried in human pussy. My werewolf buddy can't get a spare moment. All the monster fuckers swarm him as soon as they figure out what he is. Anyway, the point is, if I gave a good word to the girls about a sweet, handsome, and smart guy I knew, at least one, if not more, would be begging me for your contact info. Not interested? Why not? Oh. That's actually really sweet. Yeah, I mean, I know it's probably going to be pretty late, but I would love to grab a coffee with you tonight. Anyway, I'm almost done here. Can you hand me that? Thanks. Whoa. I'm at work. Right? How did I get on the floor? I passed out again? Fuck. No, it's fine. Just give me a minute. Yes, Dad. I ate lunch and I'm plenty hydrated. Well, the truth is, it's been a while since I. Yes, I'm talking about fucking and sucking. Listen, don't be mad, but it's been like 3 weeks since I got a taste. I used to have a friend with benefit system, but he had to go and find a steady monogamous girlfriend. That was a while ago. I shouldn't complain. It wasn't exactly a perfect arrangement. I like a little emotional connection with my feeding. I didn't really have that with him. He was just safe, available, and we both enjoyed it. Hell yeah, it makes a difference. A good friend is better than a one-night stand, and an actual lover tastes like a three-course feast. Plus, it keeps the hunger away longer. Maybe your misfortune is my fortune. Give me a sec. I'm almost finished. Okay, that's done. Thank God we bought laptops with easy to swap parts. So, there's really no easy way to ask this, and I won't be angry if you don't want to, but could I, blow you? I know. It violates every rule in the employee handbook, and I could be fired even for asking, but I'm not okay right now. I can fix it tonight. It wouldn't be difficult for me to find someone to feed on consensually, but I really don't like those kinds of dates. There's often no connection. Sometimes it's dangerous, and other times I feel used, and not in a good way. Oh my God, yes, you're a much better option than a stranger. Dude, do you even remember how much I enjoyed going down on you before? That was great. Cool. So, I need to do this as soon as possible. I don't want to pass out on the subway. I know where all the cameras are pointing, by the way. And if we get caught, you can tell them I used my succubus powers on you or whatever. Standing up or sitting down? I don't care which, just pick what's comfortable. I know I'm hurrying you along, but you shouldn't be surprised. You just did the equivalent of putting a ribeye in front of a starving woman. Oh, yeah, look at you. You look so fucking delicious. You smell so fucking good. Even tastes better than last time. God damn. How is it possible? Maybe you have a little crush on me. I was pretty tipsy at that party. But I do remember you turning me on a lot. Actually kind of assumed you were seeing someone. That's why I never said anything. My mistake. Now that I know this cock is free range, I'll definitely want more of them. Don't hold back your moans. No one can hear you but me. I love listening to you. Yeah, that's right. Tell me what a good job I'm doing. Tell me you want me. Didn't you?
Don't you?
Came to. That's pretty rare. I feel great. In fact, I'm stuffed. You are absolutely delicious. I mean it. I won't even want to feed for at least 2 weeks. Oh, that doesn't mean I won't want to eat your delicious cum recreationally, though. If you want. I'm in danger of getting addicted to you. Listen, I know we didn't exactly make any promises to each other, but you're a great guy. And I do want to get to know you. You also turn me on very easily. And have the best damn cock I've had in a very long time. You do know you can feed me in more way than one, right? Basically, if you come in me, I'm not going hungry. So, I would really love it if you and I dated. And you became my only meal, so to speak. Good. It's late. Let's get the hell out of here and get that coffee. And get you some food and water of your own. You need to keep your strength up. And be well hydrated if you're gonna date me.